Av al palgad mizbeach. Doesn't, when it says tira shemizbeach, doesn't that mean you have to make these seven zrikas on the mid part of the mizbeach? And kiliyami inshi, like people talk and say, toyer tira. Toyer means like midday, half. It means tira diyuma. Means like in the afternoon, 12 o'clock, half of the day. So Hurashi explains, the avminer is that the dam has to go mamish on the middle of the mizbeach. Now when you spritz it in the middle, it's efshar that part shouldn't go on top and part shouldn't go on bottom. So you see, but it's chatas apnim, part of the dam is on top and part of the dam is on bottom. So you could ask the chichiv. Samar says, no, omar rovo bar shelo, loy agiluye. What it means to say tira shem mizbeach, it doesn't mean midpoint, half point of the mizbeach, but rather means the top part of the mizbeach. It means the gilu, the uncovered, the top part of the mizbeach. Still, the pasuk says, "Ukeetzem hashemayim l'toyer." The etzem hashemayim l'toyer means the pure, clean shemayim, what's uncovered. So Rashi says it means the gag shemizbeach. That's what it means. That these seven hazois were done on top of the gag of the mizbeach. So again, there's no such chiyuv that part of the dam should be on top of the mizbeach and part should be on bottom. We never have such a thing. Furthermore, why not? We have shirayim that the ikas rika goes on the kronos, the top of the mizbeach, and the shirayim is what you pour on the bottom on the yisoid, even by korban chatas. The leftover part of the dam in the kais goes on the bottom, even though the ikas rika is on the malo. Tamara says that's not a kasha, because shirayim loy makfi. Shirayim is not makfi. Even if you don't have the shirayim, you have the kaporo. You have the kaporo, you have to do the main zrika lamalo. So kaparas that are not likuva, zrikas that are not likuva, that we're not talking about. So the marai v'ika shirayim apnimim, there's the shirayim of the chates apnim, the ikul amandiyam miyakve, that there is a mandiyam that says if you don't put the shirayim, the leftover dam in the kais for the chates apnim, where do you put the shirayim on the outside mizbeach? So it is miyakif. You see, on the same korban, likuva, you have to have some dam on mizbeach apnim and some dam on mizbeach achitzain. The Gemara says, though still, b'chad mokum karminan, and on one place, on one mizbeach, we never find that part of the dam has to go on top of the mizbeach and part of it has to go on the bottom. On the same mizbeach, we never find such a chiyuv. And the chanam here by the chatas apnim, we find the chiyuv that part should be inside and part should be outside, that we find. But on the same mizbeach, like here by this chatis, that you want to say that you need at least one zrika lamalo, and the other three have to be lamata on the same mizbeach, that we never find. Therefore, it's not mistanfa that way. Therefore, we say when the potek says three times v'chiper, 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 it means to take away that you do not need three corners. It's enough just to have one keren. As long as you have one zrika lamalo on the keren, you have your kapor. That's a pshat from Beis Yilam. Now the Gemara says like this. Tanya would like this. Rebbe Loza ben Yaakov Oimer, that Beishamai, Omer Beishamai says, Shtei matonois shebechates v'yachas shebechol hazvochim matirois umispaglois. But according to Beishamai, by a chates, you have to have at least two zrikas, like it says now Mishnah, and therefore, what's matir the chates? At least two zrikas. What makes pigul? You have to have a machshava join both zrikas to do something, because they're both the matirim. By shenkin, by other kabonis, all you have to have is just one zrika, but the evit, so that one zrika is matir, and that one zrika is mafagel the korban. And Beis Hillel holds down and says, achas shebechatis, v'yachas shebechol azvochim. Beis Hillel holds both by kormechatis and by shazvochim, they both have the same halacha. That one zrika is likuv, you have to have at least one zrika. Therefore, materis, the first zrika you make, that's what's matter to be able to eat the bosor. Now the kanim allowed to eat the bosor, or mefagelis. And if you have machshava to make a machshava's pigle during one zrika, that's a good machshava, because the one zrika by itself is its matter. Therefore, you could have machshava during one zrika that you plan to eat from the meat tomorrow, kezayis, that will make a machshava's pigle. Mask of Lord Ravoshevosh, yes, the question him came, if so, Litzna Yogabi Kule Beishamai, Frichumi Beisilol, like how come this isn't learned in Masecht Idius, when it brings down the lochas, where Beishamai is a Machmir, where Beishamai is a Mekul, and Beisil is a Chumra? But usually it's the opposite. Well, usually Betzil is the Mekel. The few cases that Betzil is the Machmitz brought down there. According to his Cheshbon now, Beishamai is the Mekel. But when do you have a Machshavas Pigul? Only if you have the Machshava during two Zerikas. And according to Betzil, you can have a Machshavas Pigul just with a Machshava during one Zerika. So here it comes out that Betzil is a Machmir. So Malay Rover into the back and said that the Yitzhashul, when this question, when it was learned, the Machlekes Betzil and Beisham in the Beis HaMedrash, when the question was asked, it was asked, what's mater the behema? Like for the Zerika to be mater, how much do you need to be mater? Tevelu Beisham and the Chumra. In this case, to be mater the behema, when is the boss of Mutabachilo, Beisham is a Machmir. The Beisham says, Heter is first Chal after two Zerikas. Where Beisil holds his Chal after one Zerika. Senechnam in the gate of the Loch of Pigul, Beisham is the Mekum. When the gate of the Ilchus of Matur, the Korbin, here Beis Hillel is the Mekel, therefore doesn't bring this down in Masech Didius. Now the Gemara says, Omer Rabbi Yechanon, Sholish Matone Shabachatois, Einoin Boyes Palaila. The second, the last three Matones. Now the Korin to Beis Hillel, that when you bring a Korbin Chatis, the first Zerik you make, that's what makes the Kapora. The next three is only the mitzvah to bring it. But even though it's only the mitzvah, still he says, these three, the last three, ain't them boys palayla. You're not allowed to bring it at night. You can't make this rik at night time. As a loch where the dam becomes puzzled by shkiyas achama, like we'll learn later. And therefore, who adin, you're not allowed to bring it at night time. But uboyis liyachamisa. But he says, but it has a kulu though, that you could make these three rikis after the owner died. Usually the locher is achat eshemesa, but as lemisa oslo. But here they made the first zrika when the owner was still alive. So he has his kapara. So it's called the good korban chatis. Therefore there's still a mitzvah to bring the next three zrikas. That's called uboyas liyachamisa. The amalam behem bachutz chayif. If someone makes the zrika on these three, the last three, bachutz, outside the base of Migdish, so it's called halois chutz, that to be chayif for it. Since there's a mitzvah to bring this dam on the Mizbech, so now if you do it b'chutz, you'd be chayiv. And Omer Papa says, same type of halacha, Jesus Moisif, and says, Yesh men kitchlosai, these last three zrikas, in certain halachas they have the same halacha like the first zrika, the yesh men kisayfai, but in certain halachas it has halacha like the last, like the next one, like the seif, like shirayim. For certain halachas, it's like, does not make psulim. What does that mean to say? Chutz, v'laylo, zaris, uklisharis, keren, v'yetzpa, kibus, v'shirayim, kitchilosan. Therefore, all these halachas, the last three zrikas have the same halacha like the first zrika. Which means, like I said before, chutz, you're not allowed to make the zrika on the last three zrikas outside the Beis Hamikdash to be a nisa, v'laylo. If it became nighttime already, there's a psul on the dam becomes possible after shkia, you cannot make the last three zrikas at nighttime. Zarish, you're not allowed to have a zar do it. It has to be daft to be a kohen to do it. It's still called the mitzvah navoida. Or klisharis, you have to make the zrika from a klisharis. If it comes into a klichoyom, you have to pour it back again into a klisharis. Keren, that it has to be bedafka on the corners of the mizbeach. The yetzpa, the kohen has to do it with his fingers and not with the kli. He has to dip his fingers into the dam. Kibbutz, that's the loch. If part of this dam falls on the big day kuna, on his kohen, on his begodim, he has to wash his begodim. We'll dash him sukkim later. So if this dam from the last three zrikas fall on your clothing, there's a mitzvah you have to wash your clothing. Fishirayim, that the last three also make shirayim. There's, Rashi says, shirayim means chatesh akibbu dom biyarba kaisis. That if you made a Kabbalah in four different cases, and you made one Zerika from one case and one Karen, and then you made the next three Zerikas from the next three Kedim, so every Kli has a Loch of Shirayim. The leftover blood has to go to the Yisoid. I don't think only the first Zerika makes Shirayim. No, the next three also, since there's a mitzvah to bring them, they also make Shirayim. So for all these halachas, it's kitchiloson, the last three zrikas have the same halach like the first zrika. But miso, in the case, let's say, where the owner died after the first zrika, So then, now the last three zrikas is kesoifin, you're still allowed to do it. If the owner died before you made even the first zrika, it'll be mesa. But since you made at least one zrika, there's a kapara. And then the owner died, you could still bring the next three zrikas, like kesoifin. Loi sharia, the last three zrikas is not what's mata the boss of achilum, because the boss was already muta after the first one. Therefore, it doesn't make a mashavas pickle. Like therefore, if you have a machshav in the last three zrikas, they do not make pigul, because they are not considered the matirim. Those are not the zrikas that are matir the bosa. So if you bring this dam inside the panim, inside the kochim, it does not become posel. But this the locher is, we bring one of the dam achitzen inside the panim becomes posel. That's only the first zrika. But the last zrika, since it's only lemitzvah, therefore it does not become so possible by bringing it inside. Because over there it says the postik lechapta b'kodesh v'dashin, has to be something that's roi l'kapara, only something that was roi fit to have a kapara. So for all these halachas, it's kesoifon. It has loch like shirayim, it does not become possible. Omer Rapor Papa says, minoa minula. How do I know this yisoid now? How do I know to say this? So Rashi says the main thing is the tuna kibbutz. That if the dam of the last three zrikas go on your begodim, you have to have the kibbutz, you have to wash them. How do I know this? That now we learn like this. The Gemara later, nites minat savra ala beged, is the dam that comes straight out of the neck of the animal onto the beged of the kohen and in turn kibbutz. To that he does not have to wash his begodim. Minat keren, let's say after the dam already reached the mizbeach, then it spritz off onto the kohen's begodim, or else min ha-yisoid, the dam that came from the foundation spritz back on top of the begodim, also ain't in toin kibbutz. You don't have to have kibbutz. Only dam that's fit to come onto the mizbeach itself. Ha min ha-roi le-keren, toin kibbutz. But any dam that's fit to go, like there was a kabbalah b'kli, and now it's fit to be put on the mizbeach, if that dam falls on the begodim of the kohen, he has to wash them. So therefore, these three zrikas, since they go on the mizbeach, if the dam of these three zrikas, like before, reached him his back when it's still in the kli, if it falls on the big day kuna, he has to wash them. For the more of time, according to your time, min ha yisoid and the toin kivus. Chutz mashma, only the dam that already reached the yisoid, you don't have to wash. Mashma min a royal yisoid, but dam that's fit to be put onto the yisoid means the shirayim, toin kivus. That dam, you would have to wash your clothing with. Right? It's not true. Vidash and ashe yazdeksiv, Prat lezeh shechlahuza. Means after you made the dalad zrikas, then the leftover blood of the shirayim is not toin kibbutz. That dam, if it goes on your begodim, you would not have to wash your clothing. So here it's a kasha. So make the diak here also. So more instance, I'll tell you, Hamani Rem Nechemya. This brass goes according to Rem Nechemya. That we learned. Rabbi Nechemya Yoimer. Shirei Adam, Shekrivam Bachutz, Chayif, Enechnami. Shirayim of the dam, if you bring a bachutz, yichayif. So according to Nechemya, it could be your din. If that dam goes on the begodim, it's like a toy in kibbutz, in economy. Even shirayim, dam that's fit to be put onto the yisoid, maybe also needs kibbutz. That's what the Gemara wants to say. Just like you see yichayif bachutz, who are din, you be toy in kibbutz. So Gemara says, no. Ey, modisham of the Rav Nechemya, where do we hear that from Rav Nechemya? That even the shirayim, the leftover blood after you make the zrika, has a lochus to it. It's only for bringing it outside that you chayif. It's the same thing like the meats that has to be burnt. If you burn it outside, you chayif, even though it's not makiv the kapara. So what in the shirayim adamos, if you bring outside, yod yichayif, it's not worse than the loch of burning the fats and the meat of the korban. But linyan kibbutz mishamat lay. But negar to washing your begodim, maybe that no, that's only the dam that's roi for kapara. And once you already have your kapara, maybe it's not toin kibbutz. So still that's the kash. How do we know? Now, how do we know to say this then? But negar kibbutz, you don't smishamat lay. Verse in, yes, for Tanya, we'll bring your proof. All right, we'll stop here. Continue on the next tape.